Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 35, Johannesburg 33, Mahikeng op na 34 grade.
Daar is steeds oor die 30 minute se vertragings op die N1 Suid tussen die Bekloewisselaar en Beyers-Noordeur-Eiland se afrit in Randburg en jy kan ook steeds vertragings verwag oor die 25 minute vanaf Sandton tot verby Germiston op die N3 Suid.
In your sport headlines, the Paul Royals 40-4 after 5 overs against the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20, and Italy turned to Tommaso Allen for the Six Nations opener against Scotland.
Die nasionale energiereguleerder sê hy het die bekommernisse van verskeie rolspelers en lede van die publiek in ag geneem in die aanloop tot die aankondiging van verhogings in elektrisiteitstariewe. Dit volg volgens Nersa op 'n omvattende konsultasieproses. Nou die voorsitter Tembani Bukula sê verbruikers was veral besorg oor bekostigbaarheid van elektrisiteit. Dit nou met verwysing na Eskom se aansoek om tariewe vanjaar met 36% te verhoog.
Domestic customers stress the fact that if these prices are approved, they then have to choose between buying food or buying electricity. Once businesses on the other side made it clear that if these increases are approved, a lot of them will be forced to close their businesses.
Die presiese verhogings is op ons webtuise beskikbaar. As jy nieuwsgierig is, gaan kyk op jackrandfm.com, klik op nuus. Die DA het intussen by monde van sy woordvoerder vir elektrisiteit en energie, Kevin Milam, gesê dat hulle nie hierdie besluit goedkeur nie.
The increase afforded to Eskom is 3 times the national inflation rate and will put massive additional pressure on the prices of goods and services across the spectrum. While this is significantly lower than the nearly 40% tariff increase Eskom initially applied for, a tariff hike of this magnitude undoes the economic progress and stability of the past 6 months.
Intussen sê die goewerneur van die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank, Lesetja Kanyago, hulle verwag 'n matige herstel van die land se ekonomie, dit nou na die aankondiging dat die rentekoers met 25 basispunte verlaag is.
For the fourth quarter, we anticipate a rebound. This will be supported by more normal agricultural production as well as strong household spend given tailwind including lower inflation and 2-pot pension withdrawals.
Brad Bendel, die nasionale hoof van verkope by Betterbond, sê ook die is goeie nuus vir eienaars van eiendom.
This was to be expected given that inflation is well below the midpoint of the inflation target. Homeowners will have less to pay on their monthly bond payments, while more aspirant buyers will have an opportunity to invest in property with a lower interest rate.
Pretoria môre 21:35, Johannesburg op na 33 grade, Mbombela 19:34, selfde vir Polokwane, Mahikeng 23 op na 34. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7. Just let me take
you to a better place. Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7. Jacaranda FM.